Good morning, St. Louis, DGS. I was going to say 104.1 FM KMOX, but we're actually doing a podcast today, and I tell you that in case Andrew says the F word again. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that you know what's going on, and we're doing these things on days that we have baseball games. And there's a baseball game today, so we are not coming in. Rach probably will, because she's teacher's pet.
Oh, yes.
I just hit you right off the bat, didn't I?
I'm the teacher's pet by coming into work on a
day. On a day that you don't have to work. It's not a work day. It's not a work day.
I had to take a vacation day tomorrow, which is a huge bummer, since I probably didn't have to come to work anyway.
Why would you do that?
Because where I'm going, because just in case, like, I'm not going to be in town, so just in case.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, just in case something were to have happened, yes. I would not be able to be here.
And you're going to see the, don't tell me, the Scrub Boys.
The yes! Shy Boys.
That is exactly correct.
Comet Cleansers.
It is the Stray Kids.
The Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
Yes.
Which is a K-pop group that my wife is very much a fan of. She texted my dad last night. I guess we hadn't told him what exactly we were doing in Chicago.
You have a delightfully weird life.
It is a very strange life. Yes. It's going to get stranger tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she asked him, do you have any fans that we could take for Stray Kids? And he said, no, I don't think I have any fans left. I might have one. And then he goes, what is a Stray Kid?
What's a fan?
Like a bzzz, like a cooling device.
Oh.
That could, it's at Wrigley Field.
I'm not following. Oh, okay.
It's an outdoor concert
so like
at Wrigley Field.
Like a little tiny,
like a
you're
handheld,
not taking like a box fan.
No, like a handheld fan. You
I
know,
gotcha.
It's going to be like 100 degrees at Wrigley Field.
A bunch of the kids had those the other night at the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
So those are now a big thing.
Yeah.
Those were a thing when I was a kid. I went mm-hmm. to summer camp at the Bill Rice Ranch in Tennessee. And
ooh, that sounds bad.
It
just sounds like the kind of place that'd get busted.
Yeah. It was fine. It was actually pretty fun. I have good memories from
I
that
place.
I was
terrified.
She enjoyed all the calf sacrifice. That,
you know, my whole life has been defined by fearing things that don't happen. And one of the original ones for me was fearing being sent to summer camp, which, of course, my mom and dad were never going to do because it cost money. Uh-huh. And I would just live in fear of it. Like, I think because I'd seen, like, Charlie Brown Goes to Camp and it was mm-hmm. nothing but drama. So,
man, when I went to summer camp, it was camp, I think Sunnen was the name of it. It's over in Missouri somewhere. It was a Boy Scout thing. I did everything wrong. I only brought like one pair of socks. I guess I just wasn't
did
thinking.
Did mom and dad
when
not
I,
help you out?
They didn't help me pack, and I guess I just didn't think about it when yeah. I was, I didn't, it didn't occur to me to bring like socks.
Right.
And so I got like, the first day I like went through a stream with my shoes and socks and they got extremely wet and then I ended up with like horrible blisters.
Yeah. Oh,
and I got sad. All kinds of like tick bites that I didn't realize how you were supposed to like
yeah,
treat
I'm not,
them.
I'm not a roughed person.
So I was like 10.
When I was in the Christian band, we used to play a lot of like, Christian summer camps and we'd spend the night and it just blew. It was just, I mean, yeah. We're spreading Jesus' word, I guess, but it was, you know, like, come on, Lords.
Well, I would mostly go to my church's camp, which was held at Pier Marquette State Park. They would rent out a campground.
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, there was one year I was like, dude, this sucks. And I like begged my mom and my cousin would always come to the camp with me. We both went on like a Thursday night. There was only like two nights left in camp, but we both went back to my house and like slept in my bed because we were just like, dude, I can't do this one more day.
Did you just like walk?
No. My mom drove us back because okay. She would like work at the camp uh-huh. and yeah. volunteer there. But no, when we went to the Bill Rice Ranch, that was in Tennessee and they had that place was actually pretty cool. Like we went horseback riding. There was a rodeo on the last night and
whoa.
I was in like second grade going into third grade. I was convinced that I was going to have a boyfriend by the end of camp and we would go to the
nice.
Rodeo together.
Nice.
That didn't happen.
That's the plan.
That didn't even come close to happen. That's
second grade.
Yeah. That, yeah. Oh yeah. And that was the fun dip. That was, she stole my fun dip. Mm-hmm. That was down there. But anyway, there was like a cantina. I guess you drink at a cantina.
Yes.
Okay, it was a canteen.
Out of a canteen.
Okay, whatever. There was a shop, and you could buy candy, and then you could buy those handheld fans, and like that was like the
yeah.
fashion of the time.
You're making it sound pretty good.
Was getting those fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dreamt of a summer romance as well.
Yeah.
Maybe not in second, well, probably in second grade. I was a weird little freak. But
it might have been third going into fourth grade, but still.
Totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Pickens were slim for summer romance at the Boy Scout camp, let me tell you what.
Yeah, especially when your socks are all
open your mind.
Yeah. Soaked.
Especially when I'm covered in open sores all over my feet.
No one's coming after you.
So anybody want to practice kissing? No. Well, we're good.
I went to the clinic because I just like the pain was intolerable. And they looked at it and they were like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. And so what they did to treat it was they poured rubbing alcohol on it
to
disinfect.
Did they wipe your butt?
Ooh, that hurt. I mean, they might have. I don't remember if I asked them or not. Probably needed that too. But they poured alcohol on it. Man, that hurt. That was some of the worst pain I have ever felt, ever.
Hmm. Okay, one more thing from the Bill Rice Ranch.
Yeah.
There was one night that I just could not sleep. My sleeping problems run deep. And I couldn't sleep. I'm so bored. Like, you're 7 or 8.
You obviously had a boyfriend.
Oh yeah, I'm fantasizing about meeting this guy that doesn't exist. It was like Boy Scout camp level
7-year-old
selection down there. And I couldn't sleep. I'm like, how am I going to entertain myself? So to pass the time, I very meticulously went through the entire plot of the series of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just through my brain.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. And then before I knew it, the sun was coming up.
Do you guys have a go-to sleep thing like that now?
Oh, that's like how mine are insane. You know mine.
I know some of yours.
I
didn't know if you had like a go-to. Because I like to go through, like, I'll take spaces that I've been to before. Like, yeah. I might take, like, here. Or, like, you know, somebody's house or something, or, like, my grandma's house from when I was a kid or whatever. And then I will try to, like, recreate that space in my head as best as I can.
That's a good idea.
I'm big on passengers. So what I will do is I will fantasize that I wake up on the ship in Passengers with someone else. Someone I know.
Me.
No, I have. I mean, it's not like a sexual fantasy thing. It can be Wheeler. It can be Rage. It can be anyone. And then it's just the whole, like, the wizard or whoever it is tells us that for whatever reason, you found yourself here. And and it's always like you can spend a year here and only 2 seconds on Earth will pass. So you're not missing your kids.
Ooh,
they're not missing you. You just get to live. It's like a resort in space, blah, 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 blah. And that's one of mine.
That's interesting. Fun.
Is it? I thought it was psycho.
No, I think that's the sort of thing that I think about just for fun. Sort of stuff that I think about, like, driving home at night and stuff.
I like to pretend that I'm on a plane.
Hmm.
And actually, a lot of times I leave YouTube running whenever I go to sleep. And there's a channel called, I think it's called Dream Flight or something, or Dream Airlines. And they have, like, realistic as you can get, I guess, flights. Like, last night I was on a flight from Chicago to Tokyo, and it's like 10 hours long.
Wow.
There's some, like, muffled, like, air announcements, cozy. But it's like, it's cozy enough to where you can fall asleep pretty easily.
The closest I came to going to summer camp was when I went away to my cousin's house where I shit my pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That really was like summer camp.
And your cousin kissed the chicken.
Yeah. Yes, he did. You know this.
I don't remember the kissing chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I had to work.
Maybe I do.
And I had to go get eggs.
Uh-huh.
And when I went in, one of my cousins was holding the chicken up, and I obviously caught him in flagrato, and he turned to me and said, have you ever kissed a chicken?
I guess.
And then the chicken turned to me. He's
the chicken was like, maw.
He's like,
help! It's a living.
I guess I thought I imagined that part, because I do remember that now.
No.
I guess I was like, remember when I daydreamed that Dave told a story where his cousin kissed
a
chicken?
And then didn't you, like, ride a horse?
The horse rode me.
That one's not as weird as kissing the...
She
said it with the same tone.
No, it was traumatizing.
He was, like, on a wild horse, like, out of control.
They had a white-gray horse, which I wanted nothing to do with, because my cousins, the chicken kisser, said he bites.
don't even try to kiss that
one. Don't try to French that horse. He is not into it.
Don't even kiss that horse, man. He bites.
If you're going to kiss it, avoid the mouth. And And so I was there for like a week, and then my mom and dad showed up to take me home, and they're like, oh, let's put Dave on the horse.
And show us what you learned, son.
So they stuck me on this horse with no saddle, no bridle, no, just me on a horse, like it's 1750 Native Americans, and the horse just busts ass and runs across the entire friggin' farm. And everyone, I remember so distinctly my dad like blocking the horse, doing one of these with his hands, like, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And of course, my dad's not going
to
he's not going to stop a horse.
Wild stallion.
So I'm holding on to its mane, and I'm pretty sure I was just flapping like a t-shirt in the wind.
Like a Muppet on the back of it, just like boing,
yes.
Boing.
I was so pissed. I had the worst week of my life. I crapped my pants. A dog found my underwear. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on a runaway horse. It was terrible.
To deal with your cousin assaulting the farm animal.
Yeah, I had to keep my head on a swivel. I will tell you that for free.
That was kind of what camp was like.
Yeah, it's not
like ultimately.
I had a better chance of getting kissed than you did.
I had to ride an unfriendly camel because they ran out of horses, but they had a couple of camels there
at the Boy Scout camp.
At the Boy Scout camp.
That's
so
weird.
I had to ride this camel that did not want to be ridden.
Yeah.
So I had to sit like in between its humps, and I'm just like, I'm just like holding on to its hump, and it keeps looking at me like, "What are you doing back there?"
Your
I'm like,
"Stinky, rotten feet right in its face."
Yeah. I'm oozing blood onto the, onto the camel's eyes.
The camel wasn't just unfriendly.
And the camel's like, "What are you doing back there?" I'm like, "Look, they told me to get on this camel.
Get this
Here
little
we go.
Sack of pus off my back."
I don't know much, but I feel like you're not supposed to ride between the humps.
Yeah, I've never
well,
seen that move.
It goes like up. Like, you can't ride on the hump, I'll tell you that much. It goes like
he slid
up
off
and
the
then...
hump. He was originally on the hump and he slid down.
Oh, God, he's between them.
Like, this hump's position is not ideal for
which
bumpy
kid is
ride.
That? It's the one with gout, you know?
Okay, one more camp story.
Okay.
This scared me so bad. This woman who, like, worked at my church was, like, I don't remember if she
name.
Was the camp counselor or if she was just visiting that night. I've kind of blocked a lot of it out, but she told a story about why you should never be a part of a seance, of which I've been a part of several since joining this show, right. So I've screwed that up already.
Yep, yeah.
But she was
dozen.
Like, I know someone whose friend died, and so she went to a seance to talk to her friend, and her friend came out of the fire, I don't know, and like was standing before her and they were talking, and then she's like, oh, this is so great, I got my friend back. But then the friend turned out to actually be a demon because her arms got super long and turned into claws and scratched her arm. And I believed this, like, 100% up until, like, last week.
It kind of sounds like you still believe it now a little bit.
I mean, I'm not touching the Ouija board, I'll tell you that.
You didn't tell that story like it was a fake story.
Yeah.
No, it scared me so horribly. Like, I cannot express to you how much that terrified me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, anyway, say your prayers and good night, kids.
Yeah.
See you at chapel in the morning.
It's like when I...
And you're all going to hell.
It's like in second grade when I went... up the river road, and the Native American told us the story of the Piesaw bird.
Oh, yeah.
And in, like, gory, gory detail, and it would eat babies and love the toes the most, and just, like, you're in second grade.
Yeah, but at least the Piesaw bird wasn't a demon from hell.
Could have been.
And also, you've, like, betrayed God by doing a seance. It was heavy, man. It was, whew.
Was she trying to scare you, or was she trying to just... Was there talk of doing a seance?
Oh, there was no talk of doing a seance.
Okay.
I have no idea why she told this story. Because it wasn't like
Bible
any...
camp. That's what they do at Bible camp.
Yeah.
They do. They threaten you with eternal damnation. And then they're like, I have a solution, though.
Yeah.
I almost was one of those ghosts because we were taking turns practicing to see who could hold on to the electric fence the longest.
Nice.
Sure.
So we would, like, grab the electric fence, and the thing about an electric fence is that it's really hard to let go of one once you grab it, because it sends a bunch of electricity into your hand, which freezes your hand in place. That was fun.
How did you do in the competition?
I did pretty well. It didn't bother me that much. It feels like...
it's not a good sign.
It feels like you're somebody... You know what that feeling when you get flicked in the fingernail, like, really hard?
No. who flicks your fingernails.
Yeah, you know, like if you whack your fingernail on something really hard, kind of, I guess.
It's like the boing.
Yeah, like that real hard whack. It just feels like that, like pulsing. So it's not like crazy bad, but we also didn't know what would happen when we grabbed it, and we did it anyway.
I've got to get off TikTok.
What happened?
I got, I'm getting these AIs, which we all are.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of them.
But I'm getting ones with Bigfoot hanging out with a kid with Down syndrome whose name is Downsy.
Oh, is it Bigfoot Vlogs?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm not proud of that. I know Bigfoot Vlogs.
What the
hell?
It
is not okay that this has made it to both of your For You pages. Like, that is pretty weird.
I've got a little Bigfoot in me, but I'm not searching Down syndrome.
They shouldn't name him Downsy.
They, you think?
No, yeah, it's like horrible.
It's like deliberately. It's like one of those, like, you know, edgy comedy kind of things. Yeah, it's not like a wholesome.
Oh, they say way worse stuff than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, people are like, dude, on Twitter, people are just like cool with being racist openly now. Hmm. It is wild.
It's gotten weird on there. It's
a certain generation, or does everybody?
It feels like mostly like Gen Z and millennials, but they're like, it's the same like edgy humor thing. Like, you can't even believe I'm saying it, but I'm saying it. I'm like, dude, it's just not even funny.
I kind of predicted that because when we went through the whole, you can't say this and you can't say that, I predicted 20 years, but I guess it's faster than that, that a younger generation would think that they invented edgy humor.
Yeah.
Like, they were the new Lenny Bruce.
But the thing is, edgy humor is funny. There's a joke there. If there's no joke and you're just, like, saying a slur or saying something racist, like, you're just an idiot.
And
like, there's nothing
and
to laugh
at. It's not even edgy. Edge is when something's on the edge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're past the edge. Yeah,
speaking of humor, did you see the J.D. Vance thing where he did the flipping the middle finger?
Yeah.
And his joke was, I think they're saying we're number one. I mean this sincerely. Comedy is so important to me that I don't want anyone being in high office who's that not funny. Anyone who's such a dipshit that they think that, oh, they flipped the middle finger. I think they're saying we're number one. I don't want you anywhere near me or mine.
His Twitter is so bad. Like, he thinks he's
so
funny.
His Twitter is full of that. He thinks he is hilarious.
Oh, Dave, you're going to die. Did you see his Les Mis thing?
No.
Okay, let me find it.
It's the straightest thing anyone's ever done.
By the way, while Rach is looking for that, we haven't even mentioned that Wheeler's not here.
Yeah, Wheels is like at the appointment.
I made it.
He's being uncharacteristically quiet, that Wheels.
Yeah. He has no summer camp story.
Okay, yeah. I'm never going to find it because he tweets like 85 times a day. Yeah. But basically he was going...
Because this was just like a week ago.
Yeah, but he was going to a production of Les Mis, like at the Kennedy Center, I think. Like, and Trump was going and like everyone in the cabinet's going. And he had tweeted the fact that he had turned to his lovely wife, Usha, and said, so this is about a barber or something? And she's like, ha, 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 no, sweetie, that's Sweeney Todd. He got Les Mis and Sweeney Todd mixed up, which is like, I mean, I guess mildly entertaining, but he was using like the crying laughing emoji.
Right.
It was
probably were.
It's just like, dude, swing and a miss. Like,
it's also not true because he was like a theater kid in high school.
Well,
and
that
so
was
he
the,
knows what he's.
It did strike me as like pretty disingenuous because it's like, I'm sorry, didn't you go? He went to Yale or Harvard, right? Like, Les Mis is, and I'm not saying you have to be Ivy League educated to know what Les Mis is, but there was like a movie that came out in 2012.
He knows what
it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, I'm pretty sure. Like, this is very much like a $200 Jeopardy question type of deal. Like, you're the vice president of the United States. I assume you know what Les Mis is.
I'll take what Dave said one further. I don't want anybody in that high office who doesn't know what Les Mis is.
Sure.
Because you'd have to, frankly, to be that high of office, you'd have to be not that bright to not know what that is. You just have to be not paying attention.
Okay.
It's not even about being smart. It's just about paying attention.
Do you feel like someone in that high of an office should be aware of Bigfoot vlogs?
Yes.
You went for a joke and it wasn't there.
So the other one I set him up.
It's my bad.
The other one that I'm getting a lot.
You gave him a bounce pass and it hit him in the balls.
No, it was just yes. I was like, what about this? That was my fault.
She bounced past.
I think the wisdom you get from going nowhere.
She bounced past it to me, and then when I went to shoot it, it slipped off the back of my fingers and rolled into the crowd. The other one that I'm getting a lot of. It's speaking of basketball. It's a like it's kittens. And they're playing basketball. I saw this morning. And when they went, when they would like dribble and go up to like, you know, lay it up or whatever.
This is real.
It's real, yeah. They would fall and then start like crying. Like like Tyrese Halliburton when he pulled his ACL in game 7. They'd start like sobbing and like, I'm like, why is this happening? And that reminds me of the other cat AI thing that I saw the other day that drove me crazy. Is that it was this Twitter thread that was like, AI videos that you can't even tell aren't real. People are thinking that these are real because they're so realistic. And the first one that they showed was cat diving Olympics. And so it's cats jumping off of diving boards into the water. Sounds like something that you could feasibly see. These are cats that were walking like humans on two legs.
Diving?
Stretching and then doing like full giant like two-legged flip dives. And, like, landing with form into the water. And I'm like, that's the least believable thing I've ever seen in my life. What are you talking about? People can't tell this isn't real.
I saw a goat dive when I was a kid. I mean, it's more of a shove. I think they fall. I don't think he was in on the joke or anything.
Yeah.
But that happened in my life.
I think goats mostly fall into water.
I think it was the same summer that I saw Frida the Frog Lady in the freak tent. And I developed my gambling addiction to the quarter machine. That was a big one. And I asked Linda Hay. No, I called Linda Hay to ask her to go to the carnival with me, but they didn't answer. Thank God.
I hear those.
I let it ring like 5 times, and I'm like, okay, I'm out. I don't have to do this.
Can I hear more about Frida the Frog Lady?
Yeah, remember, she's the one. There was a name for it. I forget the name. It was like a carny kind of name.
Okay.
When they would use disabled or deformed people.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was bad. It was bad. She was in a jar.
So it wasn't like a...
No, it wasn't a live person.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's worse.
It was
terrible.
It was awful. Yeah.
I expected like a saucy dame when you went in and she's like, hello there.
Other kids would go in and see it and they would come out and tell lies. And they would say, like, oh, my God, she's this and she's that and she talks. And so, you know, and I ended up going in because I got shamed into going, expecting a fully formed person. And then there's just this thing in a jar, which was even more unsettling. So,
yep, that's.
And I won the cakewalk a bunch.
Hey, congrats. See, it wasn't a total wash.
I'm not sure I've ever lost.
There's some silver linings.
I really did. The most swag I've ever had with a woman was that night. When I turned to a girl and said, do you want to pick a cake? Because I never lose.
And then she got her cake.
Yeah, she did. She picked chocolate Texas cake.
Rachel, have you ever seen that video on the internet of like the Luddites like dancing?
Mm.
And they're dancing very like complicatedly with a lot of confidence. That's what I pictured Dave at the cakewalk. Like the most confidence out of nowhere in this one single.
I knew I was going to win.
To
this day, I have a sneaking suspicion. It kind of would have gone against my dad, but in some ways, it's exactly how he was. Maybe he paid them to let me win. It's the only explanation.
I don't think so.
I mean, no. I won like 3 cakes.
Yeah, because you were good at it.
There's no good.
I don't really know what it entails.
Well, it's like what's the chair game?
Musical chairs.
It's like that. And you just walk and you step on squares with numbers on them. And then the music stops. And you're like, number. And they're like, number 18. And you look down and you're like, yeah, give me a cake.
No, that's a skill.
All right.
It's a skill because you have to read the people that are doing it. You have to anticipate what they're going to do.
No, it's a drawing.
Oh.
It's like a raffle.
Yeah.
But if you happen to be on that, like they're gonna have.
So you don't know what square is gonna be a winner.
No.
Oh.
It's like bingo, basically.
That would be a very different game, Andrew. If you knew what square was going to
win. That's what I thought you were saying, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you're good at it.
And it's just like Lord of the Flies.
It's just attack each other to get to the
game. Around. This just hit the internet. If for $1 million, could you run a marathon tomorrow? You don't have to have a certain time, but you can't walk. You have to run the entire time.
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
Really?
I think I would perhaps, like, not even really joking, I think I would perhaps pass away. If I had to run a marathon length without stopping and couldn't walk, I think I think I might actually die.
I think I could do a half marathon. The full marathon, I would 100% have to stop for breaks and walk. Yeah, because if I could do it, I would do it. Like,
what do you think Wheeler'd say?
Yes. He's gonna say no. He can't run for what is it, 26.2 miles? No one on this show at this point can run that without stopping to walk.
About how far do you think it is from here to the lobby?
About a mile.
About a mile. So maybe half that. Maybe half a mile.
I mean, do you think you could run one without stopping to walk at all?
Yeah, it depends on what run means. Like, if it's run flat out, no. But if it's just don't walk for $1 million, I would try. Put it that way.
Yeah, I would try, too. Yeah. I just don't think I would be able to.
And I would stop before I died. Like, I've if I really smart. Felt like...
Very smart.
You know.
I've just heard Amy say enough times that, like, she can barely run a marathon, and she runs every day and practices every day for it.
Well, you hit a wall, like, whenever, you know, just hearing her talking about it and having, like, read her book and stuff, even if you've trained a ton and, like, you can physically do it, you might mentally hit a wall. It's very difficult. I think most people who do marathons end up walking for some period of time. I would think the most people who are, like, trying it out.
Could you bike a marathon length?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you'd be sore the next day, but it wouldn't be that bad.
I also think I would die if I did that.
Last topic. I saw something today that I thought was kind of intriguing, and it said that the reason you think your kids lack maturity that you had is because you have broken the cycle and given them the childhood that they deserve.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. So basically, whatever generation you are, because we're obviously different generations, but my generation, X into Boomer, is big on we had to grow up so fast, and we had very little parenting, and so but now we complain that our kids are immature, and it was saying that well maybe it's a positive because you have broken the cycle of neglect basically, and your kids got to be kids longer than you did. Think there's any truth to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really nice way of looking at it. I don't have kids, so I'm reluctant to be like, here's what you should do. But, like, it does feel a little silly whenever you're like, I don't like the way my kids are being. Where it's like, well, I mean, they're your kids. You made the choice. Like, every single decision they're making is kind of a result of the way they were brought up. Not forever and until all time. But especially if they're living under your roof, you have, like, a pretty decent control over like how
it's
outcome
very
here.
True.
Yeah,
it's very true.
I had kind of similar thoughts about when the college stuff was happening and the student loan forgiveness and all that and all the like, well, I had to pay for college. Why don't you have to pay for college? Like my thoughts on that were kind of, I was always, you know, I love my dad and I think my dad is a good father, but I was always raised hearing from him. I want you, like the most important thing for me as a father is that you have a better life than I did. And not just better, but ideally easier, simpler, less concerns, less worries. And it feels like that's how a lot of people used to be, like of my dad's kind of generation. And it feels like as, you know, my, you know, people, not so much your age, Dave, but like more like people in their like late 40s and people that my age that are becoming parents or a little older, we're kind of losing that. And we no longer look at it like the most important thing is that the future generations have a better life than us. And it's turned into the most important thing is that the future generations suffer the same way that I did because they don't deserve any better than I do.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's just it's very strange to me. I don't know when we lost that particular scrap of morality as a country, but I feel like I've noticed that a lot in the last.
There's definitely
years.
A lot of bitching on the part of certain generations.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
And you know, it seemed, and I know there was always some element of like old versus young all through time, and you know, your music is garbage and y'all look like girls or whatever. But it seemed, but that side of it, I didn't feel like one was one that I had seen. It felt like in the past, the current and older generations were always working towards the betterment of those who were young and being born. And now, I don't know. I just don't know if that's the case anymore.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You guys have anything? Any thoughts? Topics?
My screen was a little broken, and then it expanded in the heat, and now it's a lot broken, and I'm really, really sad about it.
That sucks.
That's not good.
I'm, like, super, super depressed about it.
Too bad I don't own a phone-fixing company anymore.
Oh, no! I didn't even think about that. Mm. Oh, that would have been perfect. I think I found a place that
could
replace
it. Isn't
that
weird that I owned a company?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's, like, way too adult for me.
You were good at it, too.
I was good at my part of it.
Yeah.
I was not good at the business. Scott was great at the business. Mm-hmm. I was good at coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good podcast.
Let's just end this awkwardly then. Mm-hmm.